1 Peter chapter 3. In the same way, you wives yield yourselves to your own husbands, so that even if some refuse to be persuaded by the word, they may, without the word, be won over by the behavior of their wives, by seeing your pure behavior coupled with reverence. Let them, the wives, not be seeking attention by trying to make themselves more attractive on the outside with fancy hairdos and gold jewelry or beautiful clothes, but let their true beauty be that which is hidden in their hearts, the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is extremely precious in God's eyes. For this is the way the holy women from the past who put their trust in God also adorned themselves, being yielded to their own husbands, just as Sarah submitted to Abraham, calling him master. Similarly, you are now Sarah's children, if you do what is right, and are not carried away by any uncontrolled emotions. You husbands, in a similar way, live with your wife with understanding, since she is the weaker feminine vessel, and value her highly, since you are co-heirs of the grace of God's life, so that your prayers are not limited. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, compassionate, and have brotherly love, being tender-hearted, friendly, not returning evil for evil or slander for slander, but, on the contrary, blessing, for you were called to this, so that you would inherit a blessing. For he who desires to enjoy his life and see good days, let him stop his tongue from speaking evil about others, and his lips from uttering deceit. Psalm 34, verses 12 through 16. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Psalm 37, 27. Let him seek peace and run after it, for the eyes of the Lord look favorably on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is turned against those who practice evil. And who is he who will treat you badly if you become imitators of that which is good? But even if you do suffer for living virtuously, you are blessed. And don't be afraid of their threats or be anxious. But venerate the Anointed One as your master in your hearts, always being ready with gentleness and reverence to give an answer to everyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you. Maintain a clear conscience so that whatever bad things people might say about you, criticizing the way you live in the Anointed One, as if you were someone who practiced evil, may be proven wrong. For it is better, if it is the will of God for you to suffer for doing good rather than for doing evil. For the Anointed One also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the unrighteous, so that he might bring us to God. Indeed, his physical body was put to death, but was restored to life by the Spirit, through which he also went and preached to the imprisoned spirits of those who were disobedient in the days of Noah. That was when God waited patiently while the ark was being prepared, in which few, only 8 souls, were saved through the water. This is also an accurate picture of how our immersion, that is baptism, into the Anointed One is now saving us. This doesn't mean washing dirt off the body, but earnestly seeking to have a clear conscience toward God through the death and resurrection of Jesus, the Anointed One, operating in us. He is the one now occupying the place of supreme honor and authority with God, having gone into the heavens and having had angels, authorities, and powers put into submission to him. This is the end of 1 Peter chapter 3. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.